WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A majority of College Station City Council members are interested in talking with the CSISD School Board if the school board decides to include an auditorium in a bond election this November.
One who is not on board is Jess Fields. After hearing the estimated operational cost is a deficit of $300,000 and the school district has had 2 years of budget deficits.
I think this is exceptionally irresponsible. I'm not going to cast any aspersions on the school board.
Sure.
But I'm surprised that they would be considering this.
Superintendent Eddie Colson responded to Fields.
In the school board's defense, they haven't considered it yet. They've been provided information
right.
about it.
You know, I'm not,
they have not been asked to vote. They haven't been asked to cast an opinion. So I want to be clear about that. This is an item that came up from a citizens advisory committee.
Sure.
School board didn't raise the issue. Citizens advisory committee raised the issue. I think the school board has due diligence to consider something that is brought up, and that's what they're doing.
The cost of building a 50-meter by 25-yard pool is between $28 and $32 million. When asked by other council members, Colson said they'd like the city to split the operational cost. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
It will be another 2 weeks before the College Station City Council considers agreements related to the redevelopment of Kyle Field, but that didn't stop 90 minutes of discussion last night. The 30-year proposal giving $36 million in hotel occupancy tax money provides access to 7 facilities at A&M. Also, the president of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, Shannon Overby, says large organizations are wanting to book space.
I get emails and calls almost daily about it and asking what's going on and when can we book and what's the deal, because we've got groups that we have talked to over the years when there were going to be numerous different convention facilities that have just literally been waiting to come to our community and do not have the facilities large enough to do so. So we've got that list ready to book as soon as we can go.
City staff asked for more time to finalize the contracts, which the council will consider July 11th. An 8-year-old Bryan girl needs help to get a diabetic alert dog. Mother Jennifer Stewart says Libby has type 1 diabetes and often can't feel her blood sugar rising or dropping, but a specially trained dog could protect her from organ damage, comas, seizures, and even could save her life.
What she will receive will be a full-grown, fully trained alert dog. Through scent, it can detect her blood sugar rises and drops up to 30 minutes before it actually happens. So that'll give us some time to prepare for what's coming.
Stewart says the dogs cost $20,000 to $30,000, so a benefit carnival will be held at the Church of the Nazarene in Bryan tomorrow from 6 to 9. A battle over proposed abortion restrictions in Texas has become a personal grudge match between Republican Governor Rick Perry and Democratic State Senator Wendy Davis, whose one-woman filibuster gave her sudden national political stardom. Perry mentioned Davis, who was born to a single woman and who became a teen mother herself, during a speech at the National Right to Life Convention in suburban Dallas.
It's just unfortunate that she hasn't learned from her own example that every life must be given a chance to realize its full potential and that every life matters.
In comments to reporters after the speech, Perry went even further, saying that he was glad Davis's mother didn't choose to have an abortion. Davis says Perry's statement was without dignity and that it tarnishes his office. In a statement, she said, quote, "They are small words that reflect a dark and negative point of view." After the speech, Perry told reporters he'll reveal what he will do with his political future following the end of the second special session. Issues include another attempt to pass stricter regulations on abortion clinics. By a more than 2-to-1 margin, the U.S. Senate passed an immigration reform plan. Next, it goes to the House, where Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan has problems with it.
The problem with the Senate plan is it says, okay, we're going to spend a bunch of money and we're going to put a bunch of troops on the border, but we're not going to have any measuring stick to see if it's really effective or not. Well, I think the American people can see through that.
Flores says the Senate plan, which spends billions of dollars, doesn't improve border security. Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz voted against the reform measure. And a federal agency says the West Fertilizer Plant explosion could have been prevented. The head of the Chemical Safety Board testified before a U.S. Senate committee chaired by Senator Barbara Boxer of California. Boxer says the companies who store hazardous chemicals bear a sense of responsibility in making sure their own facilities are safe.
The CSB has already identified problems that may have contributed to the disaster at West, including large amounts of combustible materials stored in the same areas as wooden containers that hold ammonium nitrate, which can explode when heated.
The safety board also reported the plant had no sprinkler systems and gave vague guidelines to firefighters on how to fight the blaze. WTAW News time is 6:12. It's 75 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Dad, meatballs are going crazy.
He's sniffing everything.
That meatball, he sure knows how to smell a nice price. Like a new 2013 Ram truck from Team Dodge, discounted $10,000. Or a new 2013 Jeep Wrangler for $369 a month. Plus, we've got new 2013 Avengers for $14,998. If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamandavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team and Avasota, where you always get a
nice price.
Bryan's premier senior retirement community, Watercrest at Bryan, has several apartments available for seniors ready to live a luxurious lifestyle at an affordable price. Located in the prestigious Park Hudson neighborhood, they offer spacious month-to-month rental apartments on their campus with amenities and activities suited for Bryan's active seniors. If you're ready to live an active, independent lifestyle with care options available for future needs, call the Watercrest at Bryan right now at 979-703-7088. That's 979-703-7088 to schedule a tour.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call him at 268-1162.
Heat will be building across the area for today. It's going to be uncomfortably warm. Lots of sunshine with highs around 100. Probably have a few spots in listing areas. Warms 103 today. It'll be clear warm tonight, 75 to 80. Sunshine tomorrow. We're going to be up to about 100 to 105 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, skies will be partly cloudy. Lows will drop down to 75 to 80. Partly to mostly sunny during Sunday, 95 to 100. There could be an isolated thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. NBA draft was last night. Who got who? We'll get you caught up. Also, the SEC Conference represented very well in the Learfield Sports Cup and Bombers baseball, all with sports at about 6:50.
Oh, that's right. We had to have the draft before the training camp start next Tuesday. Right?
It's not that soon.
All right. Yeah.
It is close, but it's not that close.
Yeah. And I love that Rob, I mean, he's turned it up a notch, so to speak. I mean, listen to the words he used here.
Heat will be building across the area for today. It's going to be uncomfortably warm. Lots of sunshine with highs.
Uncomfortably warm. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That ought to be fun.
Going to do a little lawn mowing this weekend?
Yeah, sure. I think that'd be good if I could get a pile of rocks maybe and break that up into gravel. All of that would be be a lot of fun to do. But of course, there are a lot of people who do that for a living. Every day.
That's like real grown-up work.
I know. That's why I never say anything about this job that I have being difficult, because there is nothing hard about it. It is inside work with no heavy lifting. So, as a result, for you folks who are out there today. So, some people keep a glass of water by their bedside, right? Others, well, there's the woman who reached for some, it says here, lip gloss in the middle of the night. Somehow, I don't know. Kat, have you ever been moved to reach for lip gloss in the middle of the night?
I don't generally enjoy lip gloss anytime.
Oh, okay, so certainly that wouldn't pertain to you. But anyway, apparently...
Instead of using, like, chapstick?
Yeah, you know. This woman reached for some lip gloss in the middle of the night to ease those dry lips. Nasty surprise. It wasn't lip gloss. It was super glue.
Oh, dear.
Okay, now, why do you have super glue?
On your bedside table.
I don't know, but I want that 911 call.
Well, yeah. Kevin.
She called for some help, and it sounded like somebody was being gagged. Yeah.
Well, maybe she works with her husband is a carpenter or something.
Could be. I don't know. Paramedics were able to assist the woman without taking her to the hospital. Yeah, you can use fingernail polish remover as long as it has acetone in it.
Really?
Yeah. Of course, I don't know. The whole idea about putting acetone on your lips probably wouldn't be too much fun.
Well, it's not that much worse than super glue.
Well, when you consider the alternatives, yeah, that's probably the way to go.
It's
gotta be a good bird.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Could you take the peanut butter out of your mouth before you call 911?
L1 boy.
What if she just was like, I can't understand you. Info.
Mission. That was close. We almost had to do it again.
No, please no.
No, it's Friday. We got
Friday. We got sleepy today.
Commercials, things that have to be done.
Yeah. Oh, you know, important stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it pays our salary. Keeps us inside with no heavy lifting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
News Talk 1620 WTAW 617. In addition to it being the 28th of June, man, June is over when this weekend is done. I mean, we're July next Monday. Anyway, 179, got 186 left for some reason. We may find out later today. It's Paul Bunyan Day. I don't know exactly why. It's also Insurance Awareness Day. All right, we got birthdays.
Does Babe get his own day? That's what I want.
Yeah. Well, that's true. It should be.
Can we have gigantic flapjacks the size of a car?
Well, we'll see. I don't know. I'll
just
find
need
out
one of those,
about.
Though. Yeah, sure. All right, Lacey Schwimmer for Friday's birthday. She's 25 from Dancing with the Stars. Kelly Pickler, who never won but has done quite well in her singing career. She's a country singer. She's 27. Danielle Brisbois is 44. And that was the little girl that played in Archie's Place, All in the Family.
I thought Kelly Pickler was the one who won this last time.
No, she came in like sixth.
Had good marketing.
Yeah. John Cusack, 47 years old. Mary Stuart Masterson is 47. John Elway, 53. Kathy Bates is 65 and one of the funniest human beings alive on the planet today. Mel Brooks is 87.
Oh, gosh.
He is, yep.
You're Blazing right. Saddles. You just got to watch that one, and that's all you need to know.
I don't know. I feel like my IQ drops when I watch those movies.
Oh, no. Well, you just but
Spaceballs. Barf! Barf! I was like, oh, my gosh.
I don't think Mel Brooks was ever considered to be a cerebral comedian. But
History of the World Part 1, one of the funniest movies ever.
Yeah, he writes pretty funny stuff. All right, okay. That it for there. What do we got? Oh, by the way, tomorrow is Waffle Iron Day.
Hey, I could celebrate that, as and Kevin would say.
It could be the, it would be something that somebody could care about if you could name somebody who's in the 100th edition of the Tour de France, which happens starting tomorrow.
Huh.
But it's kind of gotten to be like the Indianapolis 500 now. You don't know anybody in there.
Jose Contador, the Schleck brothers. I can keep going.
Bike boy over there. Okay, yeah. All right. Most of us still on our training wheels when it comes to that.
Like what you did there.
Thank you. All right.
Saturday's birthdays. Brett McKenzie is 37. He's one half of the Flight of the Condors guys, and I think they're fun.
Or Concords.
Concords. What did I say?
Condors.
Oh, sorry.
Which makes sense.
Sure. Sorry.
It's not the band.
Melora Hardin is 46 from The Office. She was Jan. Sharon Lawrence is 52. She was on NYPD. Evelyn Champagne King.
Oh, my.
53 years old. Maria Conchita Alonso is 56. She was the lady in Running Man, which strangely was on last night.
Oh, my.
Colin Hay, the lead singer for Men at Work, 60. Don Dawkins from the group Dawkins, 60. Dan Dierdorf, one of the best linemen ever, 64. Fred Grandy, Gopher on the Love Boat and a politician.
Yeah, he was a congressman for
yes,
a while.
Yes, he was. 65 years old. Richard Lewis is 66, and the king of all messes, Gary Busey, 69.
Collecting bets.
Yeah.
Liddy Dole, she's Bob Dole's wife, 77. Bob Dole. And, that's probably enough. All right, so on Sunday, who we got?
Michael Phelps is 28. Everybody knows him from...
Sandwich Boy.
And other.
Oh, yeah, he's a smoker, too.
Yeah, he is.
Yes, yeah.
Fantasia is 29. She was American Idol.
Oh, okay.
Monica Potter, 42. She's kind of the poor man's Julia Roberts. Patch Adams, she was in Saw, several others. She's 42. Brian Bloom is 43. He was in Oz.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson, 47. Yngwie Malmsteen.
Really?
50 years old. Do you have any idea who that is?
No,
you don't?
No.
He's considered one of the most prolific guitarists ever, and a virtuoso electric guitarist.
Oh, okay.
Vincent DeFanio is 54 from Law and Order. And that's all I got.
Okay, Thomas Sowell, if you know him, he's a conservative newspaper writer.
Yes, he is.
Ensconced out there at Stanford. He's the only conservative guy on the entire campus, but that's okay. He's 83. All right, it's 6:22.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
All right, the White House is closed to the American public. Why? Because the evil sequester, never mind the $60 to $100 million trip to Africa or any of the other lavish expenses of the Obamas. Well, now they've invited a Muslim scholar with ties to a terrorist organization, Sheikh Abdullah bin Baya, Vice President, International Union of Muslim Scholars, a group which reportedly supports Hamas. The U.S. considers Hamas a terrorist organization. Now, this group is also the International Union of Muslim Scholars, founded by an Egyptian cleric who's a leader in the Muslim Brotherhood, banned from entering the U.S. Isn't that nice? He got into your house, and your kids can't get in, only in America.
Join Sean later today, right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The beautiful warm weather often means ugly air conditioning bills. You need great-looking, energy-saving Honeycomb Cell Shades, and you can get them at blinds.com. Honeycomb Cell Shades can actually cut your AC bill significantly by lowering the indoor temperature. Now, you can save an extra 20% on select insulating Honeycomb Cell Shades, and you'll also get a free cordless upgrade on many of the most popular products. Get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. That's blinds.com.
PaidAtHome.com won the American Business Award. This is how our listeners are earning from a few hundred to several thousand a month from your kitchen table, even while you sleep. Like listener Nancy, who earned $1,500 month one, saw that jump to $5,000 to now over six figures. Your six-figure income coach will show you how to earn that kind of money from home, too. Hurry, they're giving away $1,000 in June at PaidAtHome.com. PaidAtHome.com. Income not typical. See PaidAtHome.com for income expectation.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets. AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
Google's engineers are staying busy. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Google is looking to grow beyond just smartphones and tablets. The Wall Street Journal says the internet media company is developing a video game console and a wristwatch powered by the Android operating system. Google wants to stay competitive with Apple, which is said to be working on similar devices. Macy's will pay $175,000 in civil penalties to resolve charges that it engaged in discriminatory hiring practices. The Justice Department accused the department store chain of imposing overly strict document requirements on immigrant employees. The planned merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways is apparently under scrutiny by government lawyers. Reuters reports the Justice Department is taking depositions as part of its probe. Antitrust officials are said to be at odds with the merger partners over whether some slots at Washington's Reagan National Airport should be sold to reduce the combined carrier's dominance. Stock futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I could put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Summer is here. Make every moment count. Starbucks Refreshers are the perfect pick-me-up to get you through your 3 p.m. lull. Refreshers are made with real fruit juice and green coffee extract, which contains the caffeine found naturally in green coffee beans. Go to Starbucks for your Refreshers 3 p.m. wake-up call today through Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. and enjoy half off all three handcrafted Starbucks Refreshers, Valencia Orange, Very Berry Hibiscus, or Cool Lime. Refreshers 3 p.m. wake-up call at Starbucks. At participating stores, limited time offer.
Good morning. It's 626. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. All right, here we go. About 101 or so, and heat index will be up around 104. We do have a slight chance of showers tonight, and same thing for Saturday night and Sunday, but again, just at 20%. Lows around 72. Actually, a little break Sunday night and Monday. The lows will be down to 70, so that'll be kind of pleasant. And actually, next week, not quite as warm. We'll be at 93 or 94, nothing like the blisterers we're going to have for the next few days. But anyway, obviously, take the precautions necessary. Winds are out of the southwest right now at 3 miles an hour, 91% relative humidity. We have 75 degrees.
How much food you actually eat during the day and how much food you think you eat during the day are probably two different things. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of their newest gold guide at 800-466-4994. That's 800-466-4994. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free gold guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free gold guide today at 800-466-4994. That's 800-466-4994. American Bullion. 800-466-4994.
You probably like to think that you watch what you eat. However,
we've done over 200 studies over the last 20 years. We find that no matter how tuned in a person is to what they think they eat and how much they eat, we're really just nations of mindless eaters.
Dr. Brian Wansink, professor of nutritional science at Cornell University and author of the book Mindless Eating, says his studies show that if you eat out of a large package of, say, potato chips or candy, you will almost always eat more than if you eat out of a smaller package.
Same thing in your plate. You use a bigger plate, you end up pouring more because 8 inches on a 6-inch plate looks like a good portion. 8 inches on a 12-inch plate looks like barely an appetizer. So we find that just these little things like this end up really influencing how much people eat.
In a restaurant, we think food tastes better if the menu says it does. Brian conducted a study where one group of people was given something called a plain seafood fillet. The other group got
succulent Italian seafood fillet. In both these cases, it was just pretty much a dried fish stick. But if people believe they're eating what was a succulent Italian seafood fillet, they rated the food as tasting better, they rated the restaurant as better, and they were more likely to claim that the chef had some European culinary training. All we did was change two words.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, with the highest level trauma center in the region. We're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The proposal to give hotel tax money to A&M to open on-campus facilities for tourism-related business is another 2 weeks from a vote. The College Station City Council was asked last night by staff for more time to finalize contracts. The Convention and Visitors Bureau will be in charge of arranging venues with A&M. CVB President Shannon Overby expects to show a profit.
That could certainly be part of the reports that we give you, showing what the economic impact of the groups that came because of the access to those facilities,
right,
what it meant to the city
versus
in terms of hotel tax, yeah, and sure, general sales tax. Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, my short answer to how we would measure success is that the $14 million that Jeff is projecting will come out of the city of College Station would be significantly less.
The city council will vote July 11th on the 30-year contract, giving its share of $36 million in hotel tax money to A&M. Brazos County has yet to consider contracts with the CVB and the university. A majority of College Station City Council members are interested in talking with the CSISD school board if the board decides to include an auditorium in a bond election this November.
One who is not on board is Jess Fields. After hearing the estimated operational cost is a deficit of $300,000 and the school district has had 2 years of budget deficits.
I think this is exceptionally irresponsible. I'm not going to cast any aspersions on the school board.
Sure.
But I'm surprised that they would be considering this.
Superintendent Eddie Colson responded to Fields.
In the school board's defense, they haven't considered it yet. They've been provided information,
right,
about it.
You know, I'm not,
they have not been asked to vote. They haven't been asked to cast an opinion. So I want to be clear about, yes, that. This is an item that came up from a citizens advisory committee.
Sure.
School board didn't raise the issue. Citizens advisory committee raised the issue. I think the school board has due diligence to consider something that is brought up, and that's what they're doing.
The cost of building a 50-meter by 25-yard pool is between $28 and $32 million. When asked by other council members, Colson said they'd like the city to split the operational cost. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
It may be until the end of July before we know the political future of Governor Perry. Following a speech yesterday to the National Right to Life Convention, Perry told reporters he has delayed his July 1st announcement until after the end of the second special session of the legislature. During his speech, Perry brought up the filibuster of State Senator Wendy Davis.
The fact is, who are we to say that children born into the worst of circumstances can't grow to live successful lives? In fact, even the woman who filibustered the Senate the other day was born into difficult circumstances. She was the daughter of a single woman. She was a teenage mother herself.
Davis said Perry's remarks were, quoting, small and without dignity. The governor is bringing back to lawmakers new restrictions on where, when, and how women may obtain abortions. A federal agency has presented preliminary findings to a U.S. Senate committee about the fertilizer plant explosion in West. Committee Chair Barbara Boxer of California accused the EPA of a lack of urgency and nonchalance.
The CSB recommended that EPA strengthen the risk management program by including ammonium nitrate and other dangerous chemicals, and it didn't happen. Unfortunately, EPA has not acted on CSB's 2002 recommendation, and I'm calling on EPA today to adopt this critical safeguard.
The U.S. Chemical Safety Board says the rules regulating fertilizer chemicals are decades old and weaker than those used by other countries. While the U.S. Senate has passed immigration reform by a more than 2-to-1 margin, Congressman Bill Flores O'Brien says it doesn't address the most important issue. In his words, he doesn't see a return on the investment of billions of dollars towards a measurable improvement in border security.
And they're just assuming if you put more boots on the ground, that you have better border security, but if you send them all down there and have them playing checkers, well, you know, we haven't accomplished anything.
Among the 32 senators who voted against immigration reform were John Cornyn and Ted Cruz. And tomorrow, a mother and teacher of a diabetic 8-year-old Bryan girl are teaming up to raise money for a dog that could save her life.
It's going to be at the Bryan Church of the Nazarene. Her third grade teacher, who has been one of Libby's biggest cheerleaders, set this up for us. We're going to have games to play. There's supposed to be a water slide. We're going to have food, a raffle. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be from 6 to 9 p.m.
Mother Jennifer Stewart says diabetic alert dogs cost $20,000 to $30,000, but a dog would be trained to smell the difference between her daughter's highs and lows with samples of her spit, giving the family time to act before any permanent damage results. For contact information or to get involved, go to WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:36 at 75 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
You probably didn't notice, but I'm a con artist. I'm someone who you know and trust. I'm going to be your friend. And when you really like me, I'm going to take you for everything you've got.
Don't be a victim of financial fraud. Before you invest your hard-earned money, call 888-663-0009 or visit TexasInvestorEd.org. One quick call could protect your money and your future. Sponsored by the Texas State Securities Board.
It's the 13th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos, and it's time for you to vote for your favorites in over 100 categories. Last year, 14,000 voters cast over 300,000 votes, and you need to make sure your vote is in there too. Vote online, but only once, at bestofthebrazos.com. Or pick up a ready-to-mail ballot at Peach Creek Vineyards, Polaris Fun Center, Power Sports, and Aggieland Fitness Dome. It's the best that money can't buy. The 13th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos.
Dad, Meatball's running crazy.
He's sniffing everything.
That Meatball, he sure knows how to smell a nice price. Like a new 2013 Silverado from Team Chevy for $10,000 off. Or a new 2013 Chevrolet Tahoe discounted $8,000. Plus, we've got 2013 Chevrolet Cruises for $199 a month. If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamandavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team in Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
6:39, News Talk 1620, WTAW, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
High pressure and heat will combine across the area today. In fact, we're going to see temperatures at or above 100 degrees from our area all the way back into southeastern California and as far north as Boise, Idaho today. It'll be sunny and hot around 100. Clear tonight, 75 to 80. Sunshine tomorrow, 100 to 105. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Sun, the risk of an isolated storm Sunday, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
With the first pick in the 2013 NBA draft.
You'll just have to wait and find out who it is.
They picked a guy taller than me. Okay, there we go. Thank you so much. We'll be here all week.
Is he better looking than you?
I have no idea. I don't even know who he is.
Everybody is taller than me.
That's right. Everybody is taller than me.
We'll get you caught up with the NBA draft. Also, Bombers baseball. We've got another Aggie adding their name to the list of the world champions. And they came out with the 2012-2013 Learfield Sports Directors Cup. And the Aggies did very, very well. We'll get you caught up with that and more.
You gave it's the wrong name. It's the Stanford Cup.
And I have a question, too.
Well, just say, did Stanford win again?
I don't know. You know what? I didn't get the winner. I just got where the SEC ranked and where we ranked. Yeah. I will find out, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Stanford won. But go ahead. Yes, what?
With the Bombers doing so well, like, how well do they have to do you think, before maybe some group in the MLB will notice them and kind of, I mean, how often do they sidle up. You know when the...
They have several people that... They have scouts that come in all the time.
Well, I'm saying, like, if the Bombers became associated with a specific team...
They can't really do that because it's a professional organization,
yeah,
and Bombers baseball is not professional.
Ah.
Right.
Yeah, Stanford wins 2012-2013. Sure.
They win every year. That's why I say they should call it the Stanford Cup. And, you know, it's whatever. It doesn't mean anything, but
no.
You know, there's no money associated with
no.
it. And it just so happened, imagine the timing, that the National Right to Life Convention was being held in Dallas yesterday.
Oh, great googly moogles.
So obviously the governor said, well, I'll just fly on up there, you know. And as you heard in Cats News, now all the rhetoric is coming back out, you know, that that always happens when abortion is the issue. You know, he said, quote, even the woman who filibustered the Senate the other day was born into difficult circumstances, the daughter of a single mother, was a teenage mother herself. She managed to eventually graduate from Harvard Law School.
Yeah.
Okay. She managed to eventually graduate? What is it like she was struggling through? And I have no idea what her grades were, but... You know, Harvard Law, that's a fairly prestigious school.
Mm.
Anyway, and serving the Texas Senate. And then, you know, he said, unfortunately, she hasn't learned from her own example. And then he said off when he was away from the podium, I'm glad that her mother didn't choose abortion. Wow! You know, it is electrically charged.
That's about like the Taiwanese. Have you ever seen those Taiwanese little short videos that they're kind of news things?
Yes.
And
yes.
This one has Republicans with T-Rexes stomping on the abortion clinics, and then the Republicans come out and put duct tape on Davis's mouth, who is dressed in a Superwoman costume, and the clock runs out, and then they're all upset, and all the women go in this giant horde running into the abortion clinics everywhere like it's a celebration.
Again, it continues to be and always will be just a very volatile issue.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it.
And complete with Tyrannosaurus.
Yeah, in this case, that's true. Anyway, our plan is to talk to State Senator Charles Schwerten today at 8:15.
That should be interesting.
Yeah, I'd like to hear what he has to say because, again, as you probably know, he's a physician as well.
And he's rested up now.
Yeah, and he's gotten a chance to catch up on some normal amount of sleep, so we'll see how that works. So the president's in Africa. I don't know if you heard. It's, you know, his home country. And
Scott.
I didn't say that. Anyway, spoke at some length yesterday, actually, about Ed Snowden. And he said he hadn't called Pooty Poot. And he didn't call him that. he said, I've not called President Putin personally. And the reason is because, number one, I shouldn't have to. We're going through regular legal channels that are involved when we try to extradite anybody. He said, I'm not going to start doing a bunch of wheeling and dealing on and trading just to be able to do this because we do a lot of business with China and Russia.
I know. It made me definitely laugh out loud when the Chinese were like, well, you put the wrong name.
Yeah,
how are we supposed to find him?
Yeah, that was funny.
I wanted to, when the people were complaining, I wanted to say, well, don't you know all white people look the same?
Of course.
What's wrong with you?
Listen to her. Golly. Wow.
Holy mackerel, Andy.
Man, she's glad it's Friday, I can tell.
I am glad it's Friday.
So the Senate voted 100-0. They do that every once in a while. Yesterday to confirm Anthony Fox. He is the mayor of Charlotte. He's 42 years old. He's the new transportation secretary. This guy is pretty much he's a rock star in the world of the Democrats. He's the one basically who brought the 2012 Democrat convention to Charlotte. Again, 42 years old. His name is Anthony Fox. So we'll see. Spells it like Jamie Fox. Of course, that's not Jamie Fox's real name, but that's another story.
Two X's.
Yep, two X's. So how about celebrating Obamacare next week on the 4th of July? That's what Nancy Pelosi wants you to do.
Are you serious?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, so do I get free stuff for 4th of July?
Well, you know, and again, this is Nancy Pelosi. This is Nancy Pelosi who is a good Catholic girl and yet doesn't know when life begins. Again, we think her home archbishop would probably like to discuss that with her.
Yeah. And that never gets brought up.
No. She doesn't say that anymore. And again, she doesn't think that natural gas is a fossil fuel. So I mean, she's a pretty sharp lady, you know, yeah. She's the one who said we got to pass it before we know what's in it. Anyhow, her logic is meaning Obamacare. Her quote, captures the spirit of our founders.
Are you serious?
Sure, it's the spirit they wrote into the Declaration of Independence. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Gag me with a ballpark Frank. That's just terrible.
It's a healthier life. It's the liberty to pursue a person's happiness. Of course that's what Obamacare is all about. I mean, you miss the point if you think it's anything else. That's so that we can all be happy and healthy. I mean, couldn't they use that same thing to take all the unhealthy things off the fast food menus, too?
Actually, I think I'm going to celebrate 4th of July by pretending that my fireworks are bombs.
Oh, there you go. All right. Man, listen to her.
You can send your comments to Kat.
No kidding. And to absolutely nobody's surprise, the Senate passed their version of the immigration bill. It's 68-32.
I didn't mean bad bombs. I meant patriot bombs.
Oh, okay. Okay, good bombs.
We would use when we fought our Revolutionary War.
We fought for freedom.
I would say more along the lines of the way the show goes most mornings. Yeah.
So anyway, that's now it's going to come to the House. And, you know, Boehner's already said this thing is pretty much a pipe dream. And, you know, you've heard the quotes we've had from Bill Flores about this.
Better a pipe dream than a pipe bomb.
Yeah, that's true. Now, what's interesting is the Pew folks did a little survey on this. And again, maybe we as a country are a little late to the game because since the year 2000, migration from Mexico has fallen by more than 80%. Fewer Mexicans moved to the U.S. Each year in the last 4 years.
Oh, I'd have lost piles of money on that.
Yep. Blame it on the recession, maybe? Well, actually, a kind of a curious thing has happened, according to the report. Since the recession, Mexico's economy has grown twice as fast as that of the United States. And rapidly, it's becoming a middle-class nation for a lot of people. So incomes have been rising for nearly 20 years. The birth rates are declining. And it seems quite logical to conclude that the migration pressures probably won't return to the levels where they were before. So, again, we may be a little late to the whole game of border security. Maybe all the ones who are going to come over are already here, and so the expense and the aggravation that we're going to go to is going to be pretty much lost since they're on this side of the fence. Let's see.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers. On Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
It's been more than 200 years that we southern gardeners have turned to crepe myrtles for hot weather landscaping color. This plant, like so many of our other best species, is native to China. By mistake, it got labeled as Lagerstromia indica, which would suggest India. It ought to be Lagerstromia sinensis. We get into details. It is from China, no matter what the scientific name is. It is also for Texas landscapes and gardens. Crepe myrtle, stars of the summertime show, right after this message. It's Gardens Magazine and Crepe Myrtles, the completely revised and updated poster that we've prepared of all the known varieties of crepe myrtles. We have a comparison on the 15 by 30 inch full color heavy cardstock poster. Now, the poster is normally $10, but it is free with your subscription, new or renewal, to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. There's a $2 shipping and handling charge on the poster, but otherwise it's free to you. Everything you need to know to choose, use, and maintain Texas' favorite flowering tree and shrub. The magazine for $23.95. The poster is free. Shipping and handling $2. Total price only $25.95. Satisfaction guaranteed. Our magazine has been judged to be the best regional gardening magazine in America. Every word of it written just for Texas. You need to call to take advantage of this limited time offer. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. The original species of crepe myrtle brought with it most of the colors we still know and love, including shades of white, lavender, pink, and red. More recent research and hybridization, however, have brought us literally hundreds of improved varieties in still wider ranges of those shades. Perhaps even more important, however, has been the introduction of an extremely diverse set of growth forms and sizes. There now is truly a crepe myrtle variety for almost any landscaping need. Before we cover some of the fun specifics, however, we're going to outline generalities of successfully growing this southern treasure. First, give them full sun. Anything less diminishes their growth and flowering. Good air circulation is also important since most of the varieties still have at least passing susceptibility to powdery mildew. Not so much with the Indian tribal name varieties, but with the older varieties, powdery mildew can still be a problem. Crepe myrtles will thrive in almost any Texas soil, but deep, highly organic planting soils are generally best. Avoid shallow, rocky sites that have been underlaid with highly alkaline caliche stone. They seem to look best when they're grown in groups of odd numbers of plants, so 3 or 5 crepe myrtles would be best. Trees that have 3 to 5 trunks would be best. Don't go with even numbers. They're restless. Oh, and back to that soil thing, you'll see iron deficiency when you grow crepe myrtles on really alkaline, rocky soils. Since all crepe myrtles are deciduous, it's usually best to have some type of evergreen backdrop behind them. That may not be possible when you use them as small trees, but it's certainly simple enough for the dwarf and miniature forms. All crepe myrtles are genetically programmed to be shrubs. Even the really tall, original types still revert to their ancestry. Left untended, they'll send up side shoots and suckers that quickly will return them to being shrubs. There are intermediate types of crepe myrtles that'll get 8 or 12 feet tall. Then you have the tall types that get between 12 and 18 or 20 feet, and the very tall that go 20 to 30 feet tall. And, of course, you have miniature weeping and dwarf crepe myrtles. There are so many crepe myrtles. CrepeMyrtleTrails.org has a lot of great information. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for today. Until next time, happy gardening.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. The Brazos Valley Bombers dropped their first home game of the season, falling to the Victoria Generals 9-3, making the Bombers' record a still impressive 21-4. Here's Coach Dixon on what went wrong last night.
7 walks. We give a team 7 walks. Quality team like Victoria, you give any team like that, they're going to take advantage of it, and they did. And then, 8 stolen bases. Our pitchers didn't give Jake a chance tonight behind the plate, throw anybody out. And we've got to clean that up. And then you've got to give credit to their starter. He did a good job. He's a very good pitcher. Pitches on the weekends for Texas State, a very good mid-major. And he did a good job. He didn't walk anybody, kept us in his counts. And, you got to tip your hats off to him. He had a great night.
Bombers continue their homestand with Victoria tonight. And the guest of honor is Roger Clemens. First pitch scheduled at 7:05. In another TCL news, A&M catcher Mitchell Now is recognized as the Texas Collegiate League's Player of the Week for his efforts with the Acadiana Cane Cutters from June the 18th through the 23rd. He hit .500 with a slugging percentage of .850. In the first season of completion in the SEC, the A&M Athletic Program established a school-best finish of 5th place in the final 2012-13 Learfield Sports Directors Cup. The SEC is the only conference with 3 institutions in the top 10, with Florida at number 2, the Aggies are number 5. Georgia's at 10. 6 SEC schools finished ranked in the top 25. The Director's Cup is a combination of the year-end performances and rankings in both men's and women's athletics programs. Highlighting the impressive night for the Aggies was a runner-up finish by junior Bria Larson with a 50-meter breaststroke. Larson touched the wall just behind fellow Olympian Jessica Hardy, who holds the world record in the 50. Runner-up finish guarantees Larson a second race at the 2013 World Championships after her win in the 200 breaststroke on Wednesday. Yesterday, Aaron Hernandez was denied bail.
The idea that I could release him on a bracelet and he would comply with court rules is not something that I'm willing to accept. I'm going to deny the defendant's petition.
And if there's an NFL team considering signing the tight end before the murder case against him is resolved, Commissioner Roger Goodell warns they'll have to endure a league hearing before it's approved. The league says the hearing would be to decide if former New England Patriots should the former New England Patriot tight end should be suspended or face other action before a resolution for criminal charges is reached.
With the first pick in the 2013 NBA draft, the Cleveland Cavaliers select Anthony Bennett of Toronto, Canada.
As you can hear the reaction, it surprised everybody. Anthony Bennett, number one. And by the way, the first Canadian ever chosen first in the draft. Not one of the available seven footers. Everybody thought Nerlens Noel would go projected as the first pick, and he fell all the way to number six. Here's Bennett after being chosen first in the draft, however.
Being the number one pick has a lot of name to it, but, you know, I just feel like it's the game of basketball. So I'm going to call here, work hard, encourage my teammates, you know, and just do what I can.
And the Dallas Mavericks tried to make this as confusing as possible. They ended up with Miami guard Shane Larkin after two trade moves down into the NBA draft to clear salary cap space because they're trying to get Dwight Howard. A person with knowledge of the deal says the Mavs got Larkin with the 18th pick after drafting Gonzaga's Kelly Oyken at 13 for Boston. Dallas got two future picks from the Celtics, traded their 16th pick along with Jared Cunningham and a second-round selection to Atlanta so they could pick up Larkin. Yeah, you need a scorecard to keep track of all of it. The San Antonio Spurs picked French forward Livio Jean-Charles, 28th overall in the draft. He actually played for Tony Parker's team he's a co-owner of in France. And the Rockets selected Murray State guard Isaiah Kanaan with the 34th pick overall. And if you'd like to see how all that runs down, it's posted at WTAW.com. Derek Holland pitched a complete game two-hitter with seven strikeouts to complete his shutout for the night.
1-1 now, the cap to Profar. And he belts one to right field. Going back as Wells at the wall. Goodbye.
And that made it 2-0. That made it 2-0. Profar homered and scored it twice for the Rangers as they beat the Yankees 2-0. In Confederation Cup action, Jesus Novas scored in the decisive penalty as the World Cup holder Spain beat Italy 7-6 in a shootout yesterday after extra time ended at 0-0, setting up the showdown with Brazil in the Confederation Cup finals. And finally, top-seeded Novak Djokovic cruised to a third-round win at Wimbledon on Thursday after knocking out American Bobby Reynolds 7-6, 6-3, 6-1 on center court. Defending champ Serena Williams rolled into Wimbledon's third round with a 6-3, 6-2 victory over French teenager Caroline Garcia. And that's been a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryant, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Hispanic Forum of Bryan College Station proudly presents their 15th annual scholarship gala Saturday, July 13th at the Brazos Center in Bryan, featuring Jay Perez. Jay Perez. Jay Perez with special guests Ruben Ramos and the Mexican Revolution. Tickets for this event are on sale at Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design, Casa Rodriguez, VIP Bridal, Rodriguez and Jambert Law Firm, Al's Formal Wear. Jay Perez with special guests Ruben Ramos and the Mexican Revolution. All proceeds benefit graduating seniors of Bryan College Station. Make plans to attend this year's scholarship gala brought to you by the Hispanic Forum of Bryan College Station, Saturday, July 13th at the Brazos Center.
Best food delivery, best sandwich shop, best bakery, best cookie. At last year's Best of the Brazos Valley Awards, Blue Baker took home a lot of hardware. Visit our Dominic Drive or University Drive Bakery Cafe and try our award-winning sandwiches, our pastries, stone oven pizza, and of course, our artisan baked bread. Don't have time to dine in? Delivery and pickup are available. Call 696-5055 and be sure to visit bluebaker.com to discover today's